Zayin Halacha and Chavis Halvavis on Monday night, or Lechov Beis Teves. Last night we were talking about Borer, and I said, first of all, that the heter to peel fruits that ostensibly is, even though it's psolus from ochel, but you have to get to the fruit, you have to get to it, and that's the only way to get to it. So that becomes the normal way of getting to it. So that's mutter to do, but it has to be la'alter. You still need the heter of the la'alter. It has to be samuch. And that's a whole limud in itself, what's called samuch, but you need samuch, you need la'alter. I said, therefore, maybe if you peel the whole orange or egg and there's still something left on it, so then you have to be careful when you get it and you want to complete the peeling. You have to sort of pull away the orange from the peel or the egg from the peel and not the peel, because this lechari does not have the heter, because you don't need to take it off anymore to get to the food. So although when you're using the heter of peeling, you can peel the whole fruit. You don't have to be mitzamtzem and figure out how much you have to peel. But once you stop peeling, and now there's something left on the fruit, and you serve it, then it becomes an issue. That's what we said yesterday. That is the more chumradik view of the Chazon Ish. Exactly what I just said. But apparently the Mishnah Berurah is more meikil for two reasons, two cheshbonos. Two things, actually. Shabruz Mekil, when it's in your hand, now let's talk about that little piece of orange peel that's left. Or the more common example is taking the pit out of a peach. So you're not peeling the peach, you don't have to peel it. You get the peach without the pit, but you want to take out the pit. So is that Psalos Meichel? So the Chazon Ish says, yeah, it's a problem, and you got to. If you want to pit the peach, you got to pull away the peach from the pit, not vice versa. You have to make sure you do it that way. But the Mishnah Berurah has two heterim, two different heterim. One, if it's biyado, as you're eating it, it's biyado. Mishnah Berurah suggests that there's a kula. It's not so pashut. Like you say, the Chazon Ish doesn't hold of it at all. But the Mishnah Berurah suggests that there's a kula by borer called B'shas Achila Mamish. B'shas Achila Mamish, you could even take away Psoilus Samoichel. So, and this would be if it's in your hand and you're about to start eating it and you take away the pit, that would be considered B'shas Achila Mamish. Even the Chazon Ish holds that once it's in your mouth, you could remove the pit from the peach with your mouth. That's not a question. That's Mamish, Mamish Achila. But B'shas Achila, it's called B'shas Achila, is the heter. And maybe the Mishnah Berurah says, even if it's not in your hand yet, sitting on the table, it's not in your hand, it's not B'shas Achila Mamish, it could be there's a svara that anything that's the derech of people to do would be like peeling, would have the heter like peeling. And since it's the derech of people to pull away that last piece of orange, or maybe it's the derech of people to get the pit out of the orange. Maybe not. Maybe, yeah. Whatever is the derech to do would have a din like peeling, and you can do it if it's samuch. If it's samuch, even though it's technically psoilus from eichel. So when you have this, let's say, this is a good example, let's say, a better, the small piece of orange peel left on the orange, or egg peel left on the egg. So according to Chazon Ish, you have to be careful to pull away the egg from the peel and not vice versa, and to pull away the orange from the peel that's left and not vice versa. And according to Mishnah Berurah, when you're holding it already in your hand and about to eat it, you can take off that last piece. And even if it's not in your hand, maybe the Mishnah Berurah says you could, and I just explained, anything that would be the derech of people to do would have this at there, possibly. Does Mishnah Berurah suggest that? And the same with all those other cases. So you actually have here a machlekus, and okay, just your rov what to do. If you think about it. If you don't think about it, of course, I'm sure there's plenty of people that peel oranges for shalshudis hours before. or they peel something for a Shabbos meal, and then they go to the park with the kids, or then they go to meet their husbands coming home from shul. All this is huge problems. And you have to learn Hilchos Shabbos to know what's mutter and what's asur. Okay, we're learning Chagas Halvavos. And he's embarking on the second half of Perek Hey in Shayichat HaMaisa, which is different enticements of the Yetzer Hara, not as fundamental as the first half. Doesn't attack Ikrei Hadas, but it attacks your ability to perform a mitzvah properly. And before he starts, he talks about that you have to know the bad in order to be able to fight it. If you go naively, my words, and you think it's good, it'll be good, you're tov, then you're not going to be prepared to fight the Yetzer Hara when it comes up with something. And I have to explain to you what the Yetzer Hara might be telling you. And then he says, I'm running a risk here. Because now I'm being like the Yetzer Hara. I'm telling you all these great tainus of why you should do the mitzvah that way and why you should do the mitzvah that way, all resulting in a flawed mitzvah and maybe not a mitzvah at all. So what should I do here? I hold you have to know it in order to properly guard yourself against it. You have to know what's down, coming down the pike. On the other hand, I'm like telling you now to be it. Like, I'm telling you Avaminas. I'm telling you what the Yetzer Hara would be telling you. Why should I mix you up like that? So he has a Makor and a Gemara. Gemara in Bava Basra. If you learn Dafyomi, maybe you still remember it a little faintly. Amir Becham and Zakai, Linyan Hainos Hamidos, Hamishkolim, where Rabbi Yochanan goes through a whole list of tricks that the seller or the buyer can do to trick the other party in the transaction. And he goes through them and he says, you know, gotta watch out for this, gotta watch out for this, gotta watch out for that, gotta watch out for this. And he says, Oiliam Oimar, Oiliam Loy Oimar. In English you say, damned if I do and damned if I don't, but you don't talk like that in a shul, so I won't say it. But that's what he said. This is Rabbi Yechanan's statement. You can't win. It's a no-win situation. Im Oimar, Yom Yom Darom, I'm teaching the Ramon good tricks. Maybe they didn't think of some of these tricks. So I'm spelling out the tricks. They'll start doing it. Im Loy Oimar, and if I refrain, then the Ramon will say, look, the Talmid HaChachamim are a bunch of naive fools, and we can get away with murder here. Look what we could do. We could trick people. And like this, they'll hear that the Talmid HaChachamim know quite well what's up their sleeve. Shema Yomer HaRamah Mein Talmid HaChachamim Bekiyim B'maisi Yodenu. So what do I do? I might be teaching the Ramah how to sin, and I might be thinking that the Talmid HaChachamim are naive and don't know what they're doing. So his maskana was, v'amor achar kach. Gemara says, nu, don't keep us in suspense. What happened? Amoran or lay amoran? Which is a funny question because we have the Gemara in front of us, but that Gemara comes later. V'amru amoran, he said it. Umehai kra amoran, and this is a yesod in many, many things in life. Ki yesharim darkei Hashem, v'tzadikim yelchu bom, u'poshim yikashlu bom. If you have something that you're supposed to do, except it'll be misused, this you have to do under the guidance of a gadol that knows when it applies and when it doesn't apply. Because sometimes you talk, I have to be careful not to give people the wherewithal with which to be chote. But here I come upon him, and the Chavis Lovis applies it to himself, that he's going to tell you the different svaras that the Yetzer Hara will use to get you to do mitzvahs improperly. And he's basing himself on Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's maskana, that you teach it because you have to prepare yourself for the tricksters. You have to prepare yourself against it. So you have to know what's out there and know how to combat it. In the course of doing so, some people will, adarabba, learn how to sin, right? If you tell people how to avoid, let's say I want to give a speech about drug use. I want to tell people scenarios that lead to drug use and how to avoid it. So I'm faced with the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's problem because I have a bunch of kids in the audience listening to me. and I'm talking about how to avoid drug use. Meanwhile, I'm telling them how to get access to drugs. That's the part they're going to hear. They don't want to hear the second part. They want to hear that part. That was Rabbi Yochanan's issue. That was what he didn't want to do. He's teaching people how to do bad things. On the other hand, if he doesn't teach it with the solution, then people think the rabbis are a bunch of naive people, which anyway people think, no matter what. And then they go their merry way, and they don't want to be Makabel Morris from the rabbis, because the rabbis are naive. So you got to show them the rabbis are not naive. They know very well all their tricks. So that's what you do. So the Maskono seems to be, say it. And Yeshorim Darkei Hashem, you have to go with the Yashar way. Tzadikim Yelchu Bam, Uposhim Yikashlu Bam. That's all. If someone wants to sin, he'll find other ways to sin. It's okay. He doesn't really need you to sin. I mean, that's what the Rishonim explained the rationale. It's okay. He'll figure out how to do Averus without you. It's fine. You've got to show him that you know what he's doing, and you have to teach him how to avoid it, so that if he wants to learn how to avoid it, he'll learn how to avoid it. So that's what the Chayav Zalov is now embarked upon, and he tells you the different tricks, and there's around 10, 20 tricks the Yetzer Hara uses in order to flaw, to make a flaw once you're doing the mitzvah, whether it's with gaiva or other kas or other types of midos roles that will spoil the mitzvah that you're doing. So he tells you what the Yetzer Hara will try to get you to do, and how he'll try to get you to do it, and how you combat it. Okay.